find a comfortable place and position to sit. Close your eyes and begin concentrating on your breath. Imagine a beautiful swirling energy floating around the room like a ribbon of rainbow colors. Recognize that this energy is here for you to feel safe and secure. Notice how you feel relaxed as this energy starts to envelop your body, moving around you and starting to flow down over your head, your eyelids, your face, touching all of your facial muscles, relaxing deeper and deeper as you get comfortable in this space. Now the energy begins moving over your jaw, letting your jaw drop down. The energy continues to flow over your neck, smoothing out the muscles in the neck. Continuing to move down over the shoulders. Imagine releasing all the tension and tightness that you've been carrying in the upper back and shoulders. The energy simply washes away anything that isn't for your highest good, dissolving it, allowing it to stream down over your arms, your forearms, your hands, and fingertips, down, down, and away. Now place your attention on your heartbeat and allow your breath to beat to the rhythm of your heart. Inhaling positive energy and exhaling any negativity. Allow yourself to open to all of the goodness that's present for you right now. Notice how the positive energy cascades down the front and back of your body, making its way down into the stomach, untangling and unwinding the muscles there. And feel the support on your lower back. Now this energy begins flowing over your hips, your thighs, and begins to penetrate deeply into your body, into every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body, soaking up this positive energy. Begin to surrender to its healing power, to relax, restore, and refresh your system. The energy continues to move down over your legs, into your knees, strengthening your determination and resolve to nurture yourself as you move forward in your life. Flowing, the energy goes down over the shins, your calves, through the ankles and into your feet and toes, so that every step you take is an honoring of yourself along your path toward fulfilling your heartfelt desires. Call all of your awareness back to you now. Call your awareness down into your body so that all of your awareness comes down below your eyebrow level, behind your eyes and in front of your spine. Draw that energy of your awareness down through your body as you place your attention at the base of your spine. Now allow your awareness to move all the way down through your legs, all the way in through your shins, calves, your feet. All of your energy is maintained within the self now. Again, place your attention at the base of your spine for grounding. Placing your attention now at the base of your spine, imagine forming a connection for your grounding cord. Now send down your grounding cord from the connection at the base of your spine, all the way down, down into the earth, traveling deep into the center point of the earth. Is a large ball of light. Lock your grounding cord into that large ball of light. Feel the solid strength of the ground beneath you. Let yourself be fully supported. This magnificent energetic ball of light is filled with the highest vibrational healing energy. Now that you're in that state of stability, bring your attention to your heart space. Imagine opening the doors to your heart and stepping inside. You're now resting in the heart. Allow your body to respond to the sound of your heartbeat. Listening to the sound of your heartbeat. Align your heartbeat with the rhythm and the pulse of the universe. Coming into that state of coherence and being fully aligned with the universe. It's time to connect with the golden grid of grace. The divine structure of the universe that will provide you with a sense of safety and security, being held by the divine. Imagine that the vertical line of the golden grid comes from up above your head, moving down through your crown chakra, through your head, all the way down through the center of your body, into the earth and beyond. One of the horizontal lines from the grid comes from in front of your body, moving through your heart chakra and out the back heart chakra. Another horizontal line from the grid moves from one side of your body through the heart chakra and out the other side of your body. This golden grid connects you to all things in the universe and beyond. This vibrational resource is endless and begins right now to fuel your systems, flowing into your chakras and your aura. Begin to feel a sense of warmth and connection with all things as this golden energy illuminates your body and the bodies in your aura. Filling up your systems with golden energy. This golden energy allows you to fully surrender, becoming emotionally calm and physically relaxed. And as I count down with each number, you allow yourself to relax even more as we go down from 5, deeper and deeper. 4, deeper and deeper. 3, deeper and deeper. 2, deeper and deeper. 1, deeper and deeper. And 0 now, deep sleep, allowing the sound of my voice to take you into an even deeper space within. Fully connected to your higher self, feeling good, feeling safe and secure, connected to the divine grid of the universe. Evolution of the soul has many paths and can go in so many directions. find the path now that suits you and that will show you your special safe place. Get comfortable in your special place. Situate your body so that you can fully relax. Let your mind drift away and arrive at a place of serenity. Your inner reservoir will be filled with peace and love. It's meant for you to embrace this calmness. And from this tranquil place within, exploring the old topic of transition, moving beyond any grief, any loss during this time of universal change. It is so important. There are things that have been placed there in your path, and yes, maybe they were unexpected. Things that have happened, whatever your situation, yes, it is real. And your loss and grief is important to recognize and to grow through and out of, beyond. But any situation you face does not ask you to let go of love. So with this love, support yourself, moving beyond the grief and loss, beyond allowing the healing process to begin. As time goes by, the high vibrational frequencies of tranquility, serenity, and illumination will replace the feelings of being separated from the truth of who you really are, fulfilled. The power and depth of love will lead you through this transitional time. Life is often different after resurrection and often requires courage through the healing journey of the mind, body, and spirit. The divine is always with you. You are never alone during transitional times. And so now breathe. Breathe in the vibrations of peace as you lovingly reflect upon the higher mind and will to be gentle with yourself. As your mind may ask the questions of why, let yourself observe while the mind seeks to make sense of why certain events happen. As part of the process of dealing with transitions, changes, and transformations, there is a seeker that wants answers as to why this all happened. And you may even find yourself bargaining, trying to make deals within yourself or with the divine, trying to bring things back to the way they once were. Let it go. Let it all go. Let the questioning and bargaining go. No longer needing to deal with anything. There are initiations that you move through in life. We know them as cycles of transformation. The divine spark within your heart space will shed all that needs to be let go of. Illumination during this healing journey will be there for you, gently guiding you while the mind may visit various stages of coping, and so let it be. You move beyond to another level, acceptance. You begin to accept transition. You recreate a new life. Allow yourself to be embraced by the comforting companions of love, light, power, and wisdom. During the moments of confusion, rely on the divine for comfort now, and you shall be showered with unconditional love. As you move forward during the healing process, you begin to accept that things have changed. Your life is different and moving and flowing. And maybe it is better. Maybe it is different. Acceptance is the act of coming to that realization that whatever has occurred, you can move forward beyond. And it is normal to proceed through the stages of transformation as you are in a non-linear order. It's okay to be wherever you are. You can get through this, and you are. And you can overcome this in your own way. Let the light shine through the shadows now as you grow stronger day by day. Patient peacefulness will gently wait by your side during the difficult days. Calmness will caress your heart when it begins to feel the heaviness. The beauty of the universe will whisper into your soul how much you are loved. You are held by the divine in that love. You'll feel better, and you'll make a new way in life. Your new way in life may be different than the life you had planned, but wisdom teaches that you cannot always plan for losses or transitional times. Let yourself experience a variety of emotions. It's okay to be angry when you lose something that's important to you. You can convert any emotion so that you're not harboring it towards a person or thing, the world, the divine, as the cause of your loss. You may even feel angry towards others at times who've not been through what you have. Not all anger is rational, and that's because you're grieving, releasing, letting go after you experience that anger. For after the raging storm, the breathtaking beauty of rainbows appear. And it's okay to be sad, for tears have their infinite wisdom for cleansing the body. And it is divine to feel relief, for resistance yields to surrender, and the universe will show you the way beyond. It's okay to feel guilty, for you're now empowered to make wiser choices, and you no longer need to hold on to these emotions, but to process them out is the way. It's okay to feel impatient at times, to get upset at things that seem small and insignificant. You're going through a challenging time, and confusing mix of feelings is completely normal, but it's not your way to continue down that path. Your higher self will guide you through these emotions, and with time, speeding up, the extreme emotional energy will fade away, off into the distance. Once again, you'll be able now to focus on joy, renewed purpose, peace, and illumination. Meanwhile, your coping goes deeper into the heart as you come out the other side stronger. Yes, there are reasons why things happen this way. Many of things that happen in life don't make sense now, But as you turn back and look back, you observe how the mind searches and seeks for answers. The human mind craves this logic. But you, from this new vantage point, recognize why. As lessons come in, as insights flow through you, new ideas, as you expand, you grow and become stronger as a result of these things that you have gone through. Even though there may not be a good explanation, you moved into the heart, and the heart is stronger, and love extends beyond all the unanswered questions. Every degree of dormancy, whatever it was that you let go of, any event, any change in life plans shall be met with unconditional, infinite power of love. So transformative, beyond magnificent, that the impossible instantly becomes manifested. Open and allow now for the angelic realm to form sacred geometric patterns around your mind as the healing vibrations permeate the cells and synapses with life-giving peace, tranquility, and joy from the everlasting original source of the universe. Feel yourself relaxing into the arms of the divine as healing continues throughout the days to follow. Now that you're starting to feel more relaxed, remind yourself again that you're never alone. And now breathe in the vibrations of tranquility as you lovingly reflect upon the body. Let yourself observe that while dealing with such strong human emotions during the transformational process, your physical body may be affected. It's okay if you've been feeling tired or stressed. This may be caused by trying to find your strength again, trusting yourself again now. You've found your strength. It's within. You are now allowing yourself to heal with the vibration set forth by love. And that love will continue to minimize the effects caused by lower vibrational feelings. Give yourself permission to care lovingly for your physical body during the restoration process. Eat healthy foods. Drink pure water. Breathe in fresh air. Go for nature walks. Love yourself, for you are love. Pamper yourself during this time, as you are recovering and reclaiming your true strength. You're getting back to feeling so good with yourself and with the timing right now. You're healing. So you're going down this path. Your heart is repaired. Divine light is by your side every step of the way. And as you are in the vibration of love that heals all wounds, be kind to yourself and give yourself this needed time. You love it when your heart is healthy, aware, and full of love and joy. So give yourself permission to start this beautiful healing process and take it to the end, remembering there are several stages of moving through transformation, and you're flowing so easily through them in no particular order. If these stages revisit you during your healing journey, Remind yourself again that you're never alone, and that that beautiful vibration of illumination is there as you lovingly reflect upon Divine Spirit. If you ever feel any sense of numbness or where you don't feel very much at all, it's okay. This doesn't mean that you are insensitive or that you don't care. Rather, it's the mind's way of protecting you in a normal way of processing anything traumatic. It's time now, though, for a different form of protection, actually. Start to let your higher mind begin to serve you in a way that is more satisfying by letting it take over. And you can just now move toward completion. Let your lower mind be at peace as you release all lower level vibrations to be replaced with the infinite wisdom and healing power of the universe. It's been long enough now. And it really is time, and you really are ready. Realigning your body, mind, and spirit, your higher mind can handle it all. All of the emotional energies you move through as your higher mind bridges you to the infinite wisdom, and the infinite wisdom of your body, mind, and spirit know how to do this, how to be healed, how to let go. Everyone has their own unique way of going through the process of transition. So embrace yours with unconditional love. And know that the divine has moved within you, is you, as you. There's a place inside your body that feels like it's empty or hollow. That's the very spot where something seems to now be missing. You sometimes wonder if that hollow area in your body will ever be filled with something positive again. Find that spot. Explore the outside edges as if you were scientifically observing, but observe with love and compassion. You may not currently be bothered by it. You may know deep down that this missing piece is the divine. Just allow yourself to be in this place. And as you contemplate the dimensions, I want you to think about the things that you would like to fill that space with. Now you'll stop wasting any time by trying to fill it with things that don't support you, that no longer truly support you. Now you know exactly the dimensions of that space within. Imagine that your higher self is meeting with you and carrying a small crystal bottle. It's beautiful and decorated. Inside that crystal bottle is something beautifully bright and swirling with every color you've ever seen. Whatever is inside makes you almost wish you could dive inside the bottle and glide through the contents. There is a large diamond that serves as the stopper for this bottle. Your higher self wants to take off the stopper and pour the contents into the void within you. You feel yourself smile now for the first time in a really long time. It's a real smile that feels good all the way through your entire body. You give your higher self permission. And the top from the bottle is removed. The contents of the bottle begin to swirl and bubble out of the top, and your higher self pours the magical liquid of love into you, filling up the entire void, hollow space that's been inside of you. That hollow space begins to shrink smaller, smaller, smaller. Perhaps you know what love feels like now for the first time. The void is no longer a void, but a dazzling, brilliant, beautiful spot filled with love within you. The radiant diamond is a reminder that you no longer have to feel the sadness again. In fact, whenever you see a diamond, it will remind you that love exists inside of you that is so brilliant, and you are filled with beauty and light. You are whole. And you are a being of love and light. Now that you feel nurtured by this love and light, you can more easily align with the future events and embrace the transitional aspects of the future possibilities that are on the horizon, especially the times to come as they unfold a brilliant, dazzling picture of your deep, heartfelt manifestations and desires. They are manifested. Imagine now that all you desire, the feeling tones, the vibrations, the people, the experiences are easily magnetized to you and give you an even more expansive feeling in your peaceful place within. That reservoir is filled up. It's full and will always remain that way. It's truly comforting. Isn't it peaceful? Begin to feel the nuances of the energies there. Allow yourself to expand and move and flow. And as you dance in that light and that love that is you, bring all of that light and love back with you. Coming all the way as you're ready now, simply bring your attention back into this now moment that is so precious. Anchoring into this peace, back into your body, feeling refreshed and revitalized, back into the room, the very real and tangible sense of growing calmness about things, starting to come back, begin to open those eyes. Feeling relaxed, feeling good, and coming all the way out and up, back to this now moment, remembering your breath and your presence in this room. Slowly open your eyes and return into this moment with me, right here, right now. Into this space, the most brilliant, peaceful, loving space, right here, right now, with me.